I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The health ministry in Kabul, Afghanistan confirms the death toll at 103 people killed, 235 wounded after a suicide bomber blew up an ambulance outside a crowded government building Saturday. The Taliban instantly took responsibility for plotting the attack. There were plenty of reactions from the international community as well as locally.
Whoever is doing the killing is not a Muslim. A Muslim would never do this. I was there, and there were lots of people killed and wounded.
The White House released a statement condemning the attack, saying that this murderous attack renews the resolve and that of our Afghan partners, the Taliban's cruelty will not prevail. The United States is committed to secure an Afghanistan that is free from terrorists who would target Americans, our allies, and anyone else. Russian police wrestled opposition leader Alexei Navalny into a patrol wagon on Sunday, moments after he appeared at a rally.
Navalny has already been barred from running in the March 18th election over what he says was a trumped-up suspended prison sentence. Both the United States and European Union have criticised the decision. Regardless, polls show incumbent President Vladimir Putin is on track to easily win. Navalny says while he acknowledges that, his campaign is aimed at lowering voter turnout to try to take the shine off the victory. Police had warned earlier they would harshly suppress any illegal protest activity, and authorities refused to authorize events in Moscow and St. Petersburg. The Kremlin has said the election will be fair and claimed Navalny has minimal support.
That's Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovich reporting. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres responds to the news that a United Nations peacekeeper from Pakistan was killed in an ambush Saturday in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The spokesman not only says that Guterres condemned the killing, but has also called on all armed groups in the DRC to lay down their arms and seek to resolve their grievances peacefully. Even if a regional parliament vote, former Catalan President Carles Puigdemont is chosen to retake that post, Spain's top court has moved to block him from doing so. The Constitutional Court ruled that the fugitive ex-president could not rule from abroad if he is returned to the presidential post in a regional parliament vote Tuesday. Puigdemont has said that he could be sworn in remotely via video conference session. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has said that Puigdemont cannot act as a Catalan president while in exile and that if he is chosen, when the suspension of Catalonia's autonomy will remain in effect. The White House is not releasing many details of President Donald Trump's State of the Union address to occur Tuesday night, but he is expected to discuss several key issues. He will discuss a return to what one senior administration official calls clarity about our friends and adversaries. He is also expected to talk about North Korea, Iran, and Afghanistan.
I'm confident things are going to turn around in terms of the poll with respect to the Republican versus Democrats. I think the president's popularity is going to go up.
That is GOP member Morton Blackwell. Mr. Trump also faces a sharply divided country, according to Democrat Jim Kessler.
These speeches give you a bit of time to get, you know, reintroduce yourself to voters. A lot of voters have made up their mind about him, though.
A second group of refugees to be resettled in the United States from Australia's offshore immigration centers has left Papua New Guinea. Washington has agreed to take up to 1,250 migrants held in Australian-run processing camps in the South Pacific.
Australia's refugee quota has remained steady over the past two decades, with about 13,000 people accepted each year. Since 2013, asylum seekers intercepted trying to reach Australia by boat have been sent to migrant camps in the South Pacific. Officials say the policy is meant to deter others from making the same perilous sea crossing, often from Indonesia, where hundreds of people are thought to have drowned over the years. Critics, though, say Australia's offshore processing program is overly punitive and that detaining asylum seekers indefinitely has caused great psychological damage. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1, the best music.